Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Campbell, not surprised. He's got big onions. I mean, this is a bold move. Even with a first down, they cannot run out the clock because the Ravens still have all three timeouts.
Dan Campbell continues to be kind of the exact opposite you would have thought after his introductory press conference.
He's Dan Gamble.
Yeah, and you know what's fun with the Lions, too? And look, I love that the Bills also do this. The Bills go for a ton of fourth downs, the whole thing. But in part, I think the Bills can feel comfortable because when you have a unicorn at quarterback that if it's fourth and one, hey, just fall forward. He's 6'6". He might get it. I think there's a little bit more gall to do it when your quarterback is Jared Goff, when he's not a physical freak, when like you might have to get more creative. The one not a fourth down play, but creative play – they hand it off to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He then pitches it out to Jahmyr Gibbs for a touchdown.
Hand off to speed option.
Like, that's just really cool. Or, going to Goff, the key fourth down there, and I think that's the one that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are talking about right there.
It is.
It's the gorgeous throw over the top to Amon-Ra St. Brown, which I think most people, when you saw that happen, you're like, okay, it worked. Because it's all you needed is a few yards. Why are you going for the big – well – screw it. That's why. This is what we do. It's, you know, people will talk about team identities, you know, for Baltimore and Chicago for much of their history. It's been defense. You know, Pittsburgh, defense, run the ball. I kind of love that, like, Detroit, for probably a generation, will look at Detroit and go for it on fourth. They go for it on fourth down.
I like, though, that Dan Campbell has not had an overcorrection.
No.
He loses the NFC Championship game. Against the 49ers by living by the sword and dying by the sword. And now in future years, he still has that sword. And whatever happens is going to happen. But that is a coach that, and this is the part that makes sense from his introductory press conference, that is a coach that blindly trusts his players.
Yeah, if you're starting for his team, he trusts you implicitly.
He trusts you almost blindly. And again, the Bills have a unicorn at quarterback. With Josh Allen, all things are possible. The Lions don't have that. The Lions do, however, have a collection of talent that you can trust.
Oh, yeah.
On the overall, when it comes to the skill position and even the offensive line of the Detroit Lions, outside of quarterback, if you're to do a side-by-side comparison between the Bills and the Lions, the Bills aren't winning a lot of those on the comparison side.
No, I mean, I think the Lions have one of the best rosters in the NFL. Brad Holmes, I was talking with some listeners last night on Twitter, and it was kind of like, you look at their drafts, it's hit after hit after hit after hit.
And sometimes they are home run types.
Yeah. Brad Holmes has done an incredible job drafts.
But the thing is that when you have such a talented roster, you can get a little more on the gambly side.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the perfect coach for it. You have a talented roster and a head coach that professes his faith in you. So what do? You respond in kind. That's a coach that trusts me. I'm going to get it done. We haven't gotten it done in years past, and he still believes in me. I need to reward that faith. I think Dan Campbell is still like the perfect coach for that team. I also don't really have much of a say in this. I don't really want Detroit anywhere near Buffalo if there's a Super Bowl.
So I remember that feeling last year. And this was even before they had played, and the Bills did a wonderful job against them. They ended up winning that game as well. But you know what's funny? I had that same feeling, though, in the sense of I don't want someone to lose that.
That's a tragic day for one of those teams.
Of course I'm a Bills fan. And for probably 3 months after that, if they had won, I wouldn't even give a second thought to it, right? I would just be celebrating.
Right.
But as the season would get closer, I'd be like, man, I really hope the Lions get back there. I want them to win one.
I want them to get their get back.
It's been two very tragic fan bases. One has almost tasted the pinnacle of success. Been there so many times. Again, just talking Bills, Lions. I know the Red Wings. I know the Pistons. But just talking those two specific teams, the Bills have almost been there so many times. Where the Lions, much of their lives have
been. It's a never was.
It's a never was. It's been a. The number 20 really works for us. Barry Sanders is great. Megatron's awesome. You know, well, Matthew Stafford left and immediately won a Super Bowl, but you know, he's our guy still. Now it's finally like they're starting to live in the glory years. I think I saw something last night that Dan Campbell's now like 12-2 in primetime, and it was a Lions reporter that was like, "What a stark difference this is when, if you remember, this team went like 9 years with like one primetime game." And I was like, oh my gosh. But like, we were kind of also not that long ago in that same spot of, you know, every few years you get a Monday night game. It wouldn't be in Buffalo. And it was kind of like, okay, we're gonna lose. But hey, we're on prime time. Like, this is cool. Now it's, we see a 1 o'clock game where we're like, praise be. Thank you. Finally, I don't have to stay up late for this. Like, this is good.
Me on Sunday.
And so, like, it's fun with the Lions. They've really discovered their identity. They have not shied away from it. They have not course corrected. Brandon Staley of the Chargers a few years ago is that perfect example of a guy that was going for it a lot on fourth down. It failed him once, and he seemingly was like, put the kibosh on that. Never mind. I never liked it. We never even went for it. It's trying to gaslight people. Where for the Lions.
Yeah, the gaslighting was insane.
With the Lions, it was. No, like, this is what we do. We trust our players. We're going to put you in the ground. We're going to constantly lean on you. They went for it 3 times yesterday on fourth down. They got all three. They were 50% conversion rate on third downs. I think at one point they were like 4 of 5 on third and 7+. I mean, like, they're a very, very fun team to watch. You're right. I don't really want to deal with them. There's a few teams in the NFC. The Lions really might be near the top of that. I find them to be so talented. They have done everything, quote unquote, the right way, if there really even is that. But the draft has been great. They've signed back a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out of their key guys, you know, they have the elite offensive lineman in Penei Sewell, and they've lost a lot of their offensive linemen. Frank Ragnow retires,
right.
You know, an all-pro center. On defense, they have loaded up on the line. Aiden Hutchinson, they get him second overall, and he has been everything and more. Last year, he was on track for a near-historic year before he gets hurt. Now this year, he's right back to it. He gets the punch out on Derrick Henry. He has a sack. He's part of what I saw PFF put up 30 pressures last night, which feels fake, but neither here nor there.
That would be insane.
But to be fair, Lamar Jackson was also sacked 7 times last night. I mean, that defensive line was all over him. They played out of their skull.
Honestly, and this is the real thing about it, and I think last night helps me say this a lot more comfortably. To Bills fans that slammed Lamar Jackson with the MVP discussion last year, and now it's just an annoying little bite back anytime Ravens fans do it. Stop. If Lamar Jackson was not on the Baltimore Ravens, they would actually have a problem. A massive one.
I think that's true, though, for
all of these teams. No, but what I'm saying, though, is like, don't belittle what he's been doing either, because he has kept this team in games that they would have no business being in. Over the past several years, Jackson has upped his game the same way that Josh Allen has. And it's perfectly fine to recognize that. Oh, he stat-pad Lamar Jackson in the fourth quarter last night. No, no, no. You can't go ahead and give credit to Josh Allen for doing what he did in 4 minutes and then go ahead and call Jackson a stat-padder for trying to do the same in less than 2. You can't do it. You can't have it on both ends there. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's just not how it works. I need to make that a public service announcement. If a team is trying to frantically come back in a game, I'm not calling it stat padding because the running back fumbled the football again for the third straight game.
Yeah, that is something that's growing for Henry. And even back to CJ's call in the last segment too, you wonder as well, eventually father time wins, right? Like that's kind of
correct.
Everyone knows that in life, especially in sports. You wonder if you did have to play this team in January, is it the same Derrick Henry? Or has it been fixed? And then you also look at the Bills' defense as well. They'll be entirely different. Trey White will be playing that game probably as long as he doesn't get hurt. Max Harrison, Hoyt, Ogunjobi, you know, TJ Sanders, who's struggled a little bit for the Bills' defense so far, can kind of take a second here, and Larry Ogunjobi can go in. That maybe wasn't thought to be a potential problem for the Bills. It kind of has been. Sanders has not been what Deion Walker is. So maybe that is an entirely different matchup if it happens come January, to CJ's point of maybe would want to play him. They can go up against that defense, really, no problem.
But now you also mentioned, though, like Father Time catches up with everybody. There was a caller a couple weeks ago on this very show that had made mention, is Derrick Henry the same Derrick Henry at the end of the season, for example, though? Because, you know, it's a full season. He's probably gotten a lot of carries, everything like that. And it just reminded me of that call where, yeah, everyone's beat up. Everyone's got something. Nobody's 100% at the end of the year. Can you just break through? And Baltimore really does have this, the way I'll say it, framed a lot in the ways that you say it. They have a better PR team than sometimes even their football team is on the field. We've got guys getting all pro votes on an offensive line that gave 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, I just...
They've got defensive players getting all pros.
Like to bring it up a lot. It really does infuriate me because it's just... in all seriousness, and I'd see people comment all the time, like, yeah, you'll turn on probably some of the shouty shows, and they'll still tell you how talented Baltimore is because of what everyone thought before the season started. Because you hear how much, oh, Marlon Humphrey's so great, and this guy's so amazing. And then you're like, ah, well, their defense, though, is like 25th in the league. So like, how talented are they really?
Right.
It was the same thing last year. Until they moved Kyle Hamilton, they were a bad pass defense.
And you said it, like, maybe it was a Band-Aid on a chest bleed. It's looking more the same. So congratulations again to the Baltimore Ravens for having a great PR team. It just gets to a point where, like, no, Baltimore's the Bengals this year. They have to. Jackson and the offense have to do everything that they can to stop the bleeding because the defense is second last in points per game to the Dolphins.
I mean, we haven't even mentioned either. Two of the Lions' scoring drives were 90-plus yards.
98.
Yeah, I mean,
on the one that makes it 14-7. 98-yard touchdown drive.
They're driving the entire field, taking up 10 minutes. I mean, what was it? Lamar's third drive of the game was with like 5 minutes left in the second quarter. They were killing the clock. Great job by the Lions all around last night. 803-0550, the number to call. Which team, if any of them, are you most worried about so far in the AFC, especially with Baltimore and KC playing each other this Sunday, 4:25? Should be awesome. Bills will be taking on the New Orleans Saints a little bit before that at 1 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.